The International Human Rights Project is at a critical juncture. We simply cannot afford for the Human Rights Council to not deliver on its mandate. Respect for universal human rights and the rule of law are indispensable to global peace, security, and development. International law provides the only framework we have to prevent, mitigate, and resolve crises and conflicts, and to ensure accountability for violations and abuses. We also wish to emphasize that for many defenders and victims, the Council provides a vital platform to expose injustice, garner solidarity, and seek accountability. In this context, we call on States to ensure that the Council is provided with the resources and remains in session for the time that is necessary to deal with all human rights issues and concerns and situations of concern. We also call on States to adopt a principled and consistent approach to international law, treating human rights consideration as paramount at the Council. While we join States in recognizing the need to address the Council's growing demand for resources, we are concerned that over the past years, the reduction in speaking times and opportunities to engage, particularly for civil society, has not led to the reducing of the length of the sessions. Civil society space does not shrink in isolation. It is reduced by overlooking civil society in important debates and censoring or silencing dissent. Our space must be promoted and safeguarded if the Council is to remain relevant and responsive to rights holders. We call on the Council to reinstate general debates in June and uncap civil society speaking slots in general debates and to address the chronic underfunding of the UN human rights pillar. We call on your delegations to closely monitor discussions in New York and ensure the implementation of the HRC decision on remote participation in all debates and informal consultations. We call on states to pay their UN membership dues in full and in time. On the duplication of initiatives, it is crucial that any consideration on this matter be done based on objective criteria. We regret the increase in reprisals and intimidation. This is the primary responsibility for states, but the President and the Bureau also have roles and duties. We reiterate our consistent calls on the HRC presidency to actively follow up on allegations, maintain a publicly accessible register of cases on the extranet, and present summaries at every session. When the response of the state concerned is insufficient, the case should be brought formally to the Council's attention for action. Finally, we look forward to working closely with the incoming President and the Bureau to ensure that the Council remains safe, accessible, and responsive for human rights defenders and effective in contributing to human rights progress, justice, and accountability on the ground. Thank you.
I thank you, Madam.